You're listening to the Marketer DNA podcast, your internet marketing advice. Here's your host, Willie Desjardins.
What's going on? What's going on, my podcast subscribers? Guys, it's been a minute since I've created a podcast, but I needed to get this one out here because I had to make a decision if I wanted to go back into a little bit more extensiveness in the Safe Lifts podcast I had previously, or I wanted to go into kind of what I'm doing. Now, today, this podcast is going to be about choosing the perfect YouTube niche. Just a simple guide I'm going to give you in choosing the perfect YouTube niche. Now, I'm going to tell you, I've experienced a lot of classes, a lot of courses that talked about YouTube. And before they dive into kind of what they want to teach you, you have to select the niche. Now, this is the part of it that could be the downside of choosing a course. Most of the course is geared towards the actual people who actually has created the course. It's kind of geared towards the niche that they like. Now, don't get me wrong. Some of these niches, just like one I kind of went through today, it's a good niche that can make you a bunch of money. I'm talking about a bunch of money. But I know this is going to sound crazy when I tell you this. Man, if you do not have a passion for that niche, if it's not passionately in your heart, even though it says you can make a lot of money, you'll fail if you don't have that passion for it. Now, you can start the niche that they suggested, and your passion can change. Sometimes passion change when income start coming in. I'm not geared that way, so that's what kind of changed me into creating this podcast on this direction. So I got a couple things, and I'll have this particular description below in the show notes, and I've got 6 points I want to bring out. So I want to start out, I got an introduction with this little these points that I want to bring out. I want you to listen to this. YouTube has become a powerful platform for content creators to express their creativity, share knowledge, and engage with million viewers worldwide. If you consider starting your own YouTube channel, one of the crucial decisions you need to make is selecting the right niche. That's what we're talking about. Choosing a niche that aligns with your passion, expertise, and audience interests is the key to building a successful, sustainable YouTube channel. In this particular podcast, we will provide you a simple guide to help you choose the perfect niche. One thing I want you to reiterate on that paragraph that I just read, man, I'm telling you, make sure you find some that's passionate. Whereas when you laying down at night, you got ideas coming through your head that makes you want to get up and create a video. Now, we're just scraping the surface on this particular podcast here because there is a lot more to be involved in YouTube creation than just, just what we're talking about, because we hadn't even got into the script writing, the editing, the pick, the optimization of the channel. It's just so much that has to be done. So, and we can get involved with that. I'll have a link to I have a Facebook group that I'm trying to have a kind of class inside it. It's different niches within that group, but I do have a YouTube channel that a YouTube course that I'm trying to help people out in, so they don't have to go out and spend their money. But come on in to my Facebook group and just see what I got. Okay. Let's go to the first bullet. The first bullet is to identify your passion and expertise. And what you do inside the Facebook group, I got some things that you can go through to help you do that research. So I have a link of that below. So cool. Let's talk about this for a second. The first step in choosing a YouTube niche is to identify your passion and expertise. Ask yourself what topic generally excites you and what you have in-depth knowledge about. Create content in that niche that aligns with your passion will keep you motivated and engaged in a long run. Additionally, your expertise in a specific area will help you produce valuable, high-quality content that resonates with your audience. So I'm just trying to tell you, like I saw in the course that I've taken this morning, I saw some things that I'm talking about really, really excited me because these guys are like 2021 making, I'm talking about making mega, mega, mega dollars. So do I choose the money or I choose the passion? The reason why I like to choose the passion, because whoever follows me in my channel, they'll know that I'm real. You know what I'm saying? And these guys making faceless YouTube channels, which, you know, we can talk about that later on, but not right now. Faceless YouTube channels, when it comes to it, you have to kind of hire folks. You got to hire people to do the script. You got to hire people to do the voiceover because, you know, they trying to say AI voice. They're not accepting the AdSense. So that's why I choose to do my own videos. So that it's slow, not making a lot of money. But in this process I'm experienced right now, I'm trying to change the narrative. I'm trying to be a better selective of the niches that I'm choosing. Not just I've chosen niche, but I'm trying to be more selective the way I do the niche. Okay, so let's go to number two. Research popular and trending topics. You will see that, it should be in my Facebook group how to do that. If not, I will go back and I'll correct that. But I have a link where you can join that in the show notes. Okay, and this is the notes that we're reading right now. Okay, why it is important to follow your passion is equally essential to consider the popularity and the demand of the different niches. Conduct thorough research to identify popular and trending topics on YouTube. Look for the niche that has significant audience base, as this will increase your chance of content being discovered and appreciated. Explore YouTube trend sections, search the popular channels, and use keyword research tools to gain insight into what people are searching for. That is vital. I know, and you know, it's a lot of things that I cannot explain to you right now, because when it comes to AdSense revenue, you have to know what you're using for to get advertisers to decide to display their banner across your YouTube video. Because when that happened, the CPM is much, much better for you. You know, those young guys, I'm giving credit, they were 20 years old and they knew the language, guys. They knew the language. It was pretty impressive to me. Okay, now let's go to the third point here. Define your target audience. That is extremely important. Understand your target audience is crucial to selecting the right niche for your YouTube channel. Determine who you want to reach with your content. Consider the factor as your age, gender, location, interests, and preference of the potential viewer. Analyze the demographic and interests of your target audience to ensure your chosen niche aligns with their needs and desire. Create content that caters a specific audience will help you build a loyal following and increase engagement on your channel. Is that not nice? So like I said, I will have these in the show notes. And if you're interested in this, you want to make sure you put these show notes down. You want to copy these show notes because this is vital information. I made sure I gathered this prior to creating this podcast, and I want to make sure you guys get it. Okay, number four, we're going to talk about asset marketing competition. Before finalizing your YouTube niche, it is essential to assess the competition within that niche. While competition can indicate a healthy my balance. If a niche is oversaturated with similar content, it might be challenging to stand out and gain traction. On the other hand, too little competition might imply a lack of demand. Look for a niche that strikes a balance between audience and demand and competition. Find a unique angle or approach within your chosen niche to differentiate yourself from others. Now, let me tell you something. The niche that I'm involved in is competitive. But, you know, let me explain something to you. Just looking at some of the audience that I follow, or some of the what I consider my competitors I follow, I'm just telling you, they're not solving everybody's problem. That's where you can come in. So what I'm saying is, if you get involved with a YouTube channel and you decide to do your own narrative, you're like branding yourself, you want to be the person on screen, man, you have to research your competitors. I'm talking about watch their videos, go to their tutorials and write notes down and find out what you think they miss. You know, you got to come in and say, hey, what did they miss? What could they have said that might pique other people's interest? Because I've watched a lot of videos, and some videos are fluff that are on YouTube. They're fluff. They're not real. So you want to be real with your audience. That's how you do that. You want to be extremely real to your audience, because, you know, a lot of people that want to start online business, they don't have money to just jump into all these courses, and you can buy a bunch of courses and never really be successful in the online marketing game, and you would just be gamed out. Okay. All right. This is the next one. This is going to be the last one. Okay. Test and experiment. Choosing a YouTube niche is not a permanent decision. As you start creating content, you gain better understanding of what resonates with your audience and what you enjoy producing. Be open to testing and experiment with different topics within your niche. Pay attention to the views, feedback, engagement metrics, and personal satisfaction. Over time, you can refine and narrow down your niche based on the content that performs well and align with your goals. Now, that is very important there. Reason why I say that, I had a few videos at one time when it was trending and it was on the traffic ad bar, and my analysts analyzed a bunch of traffic to that. So I went in and I started looking at keywords that were related to them. I started creating videos around there. Man, I started getting, I had one video that went 7,000 views. So that's unbelievable. And I am horrible. I don't have the video presentation down yet. That's the next thing. That's the reason why I wanted to have this course within my Facebook group. So whoever come in and wanted to be a part of that Facebook group YouTube training, it wouldn't be that I'm just way ahead of everybody. So we can grow together as I study these courses and I give my tidbits in the Facebook group. So, well, to go ahead and conclude this, because I don't like to keep these podcasts too long. The longer you stay on podcasts, you know, the boring it get. And I don't do a lot of podcasts where you have a lot of people coming in and conversate. I like my podcast to be where when you in your vehicle or you walking or you running, these nuggets you can have and you can apply these nuggets. I want to provide some true value, and I thoroughly think my subject over before I decide to make a podcast on it. So in conclusion, selecting a perfect YouTube niche requires a thoughtful analysis of your passion, expertise, audience, demand, competition. By identifying your passion, conducting thorough research and defining your target audience, and assessing the market competition, you can make an informed decision. Remember that choosing a niche is not a one-time process, but an ongoing journey to discover and adaptation. Stay flexible, be willing to learn, and involve, and above all, enjoy the process of creating content that brings value to your viewers. Now, that is an awesome closing statement. I'm just telling you guys, man, you really, and this is the way I've always taught my people that are in my group. Give value, whether they buy anything from you or anything. Just make sure you pay it forward, because you just never know. If you give valuable content information, just say you gave this tip to go do this and do this, and this will make this do that, and that person took your advice and they done it and it worked. If something down the line come and you're selling it, they will buy it from you. Always just trying to get over on people, just get them to buy them just to get a sale. Man, you're not willing. You're not winning like that. In this business, it's not about the money. It's about building a relationship to where people can trust you. So, guys, I hope this particular podcast on this YouTube training and being able to pick out a niche for your YouTube marketing can help you out. So I know I probably took this a little bit further. It was vital that I do this, because this is a part of the next step that's in my resume in my online journey. Boy, I'm just pronouncing things wrong. Anyway, so guys, take care. Enjoy your Saturday evening. And this is the eve of Mother's Day. Any mothers that actually hear this podcast, happy Mother's Day. God bless you guys, and I'll see you the next time around.
You have been listening to the Marketer DNA podcast, your internet marketing for business advice. Please don't forget to subscribe to this channel. I hope to have you here on the next episode.